Coming up Sunday, Father's Day, and there's some dad laws. I think it's funny because I've watched the evolution of my husband become like this young guy that just like my handsome boyfriend and then my husband, and then out of nowhere, he became a dad, right?
he got worn down. It took a while, but there, yep, no, yeah, we all get there.
And then it was ironic because all the things that my father would do, I would see that he started doing too. And I'm like, oh, you know what that is? That's dad law. Mm-hmm. That's just, it just goes with the territory. Like dad law. A dad will have one favorite album that he listens to on a weekly basis for his entire adult life. His kids may complain about having to hear it all the time, but one day they will feel great nostalgia tied to that particular album because it reminds them of their dad.
Big facts. Big facts, absolutely.
What's the album, John, that your dad always listened to?
It wasn't even just an album. It was a band, Steely Dan. Mm. Anytime I hear a Steely Dan song, and that's the most dad band ever, too.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, 100%. What I'm going to tell you next is going to hurt your feelings and make you die inside. Okay, Sean, what did your dad have, like, an album or a band that he, like, listened to that whenever you hear it, you think of him?
Yeah, Pink Floyd.
Really?
Anything by Pink Floyd.
Okay. My husband will play Pearl Jam as if Pearl Jam just came out. And then he plays it like it's completely normal. I go, you know, you realize like we've graduated from the 90s at this point.
That's a grunge era dad right there. That's what that is.
And all I think about, are my girls going to one day be like, how you guys are talking about Steely Dan? And we're like, dude, what? And be like, he listened to Pearl Jam all the time, right?
Eddie Vedder's going to become a father figure in their eyes.
Household name, man.
Yeah. Even Flow is going to be a song that like really gets some emotions going.
Dad law. Dad will say, people don't know how to drive in this town no matter what town he's in. Fact.
Right. Could even be extended to state. Any state you're in. People don't know how to drive there.
Yeah.
They don't know how to drive around here.
It's true. Dad law. A dad is entitled to collect a fast food dad tax on one chicken nugget from the kids' meal, always, and all the extra fries that fell to the bottom of the bag, also known as bonus fries.
That's fry tax. That's the ancient dad law.
I also feel like that works for moms. I'm not going to be honest. Like, whenever I go to McDonald's, even though Dakota is 2.5, I get her the 6-piece because I'm like, well, there's a good chance mommy's going to pick up one or two of those.
She'll be having a 2-piece by the time you're done with it.
Bonus.
Dad law. A dad must give his grill tongs a couple of test clicks before using them.
Mm-hmm.
Why do dads do that? Do you guys understand?
Huh? Because it's fun, because the sound is satisfying, and because you want to make sure that it works. There's a functionality to it.
I mean, the tongs, like, what are you talking about? Yeah, there's not much to them if you really think about it.
It just makes you feel better when you give them a nice double click.
Yeah.
That's it. There's something about the feeling of it.
It's satisfying.
All right. Dad law. If a kid gives you imaginary food from their pretend kitchen, you declare it's the best thing you ever eaten. Oh, I love, though, when my husband does this. When he's like, oh, my gosh, this is the best pasta. And then Dakota will turn around and she'd be like, bagel! It's bagel! You know?
when you get the food wrong,
right.
You got to be like, I mean, yes, exactly. It's all carbohydrates.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. Give me a dad law. Sean.
When you're driving and the kids in the backseat are being unruly and the dad says, I'll turn this car around.
Yep. That's a dad law.
All the time.
Yep.
Yes. Uh-huh. Absolutely turn the car around. If your kid makes a loud noise and they're having fun, you must also make an equally loud noise to join in.
Right.
The loud noises have to expand upon themselves.
Yeah. Anytime my husband will walk into a room and the lights turn on, he will say, let there be light. And I don't understand. Like, are you serious? You seriously say that? Or my favorite at this point, where I'm like, what time is it? Time to get a watch. Are you kidding me? Are you legit kidding me? First of all, nobody even wears watches anymore. We have iPhones.
Anna, complete this sentence. Dad, I'm hungry. Hi, hungry. I'm dad.
Oh, I don't.
No? Come on. No. That's a classic.
That's just in your house,
never
buddy.
Mind.